Welcome home. Glad to have you all back. I found three soul parts and I found a power animal. The first soul part I found was a young adult, you, who had just had someone disappear in his life, and he was confused, bewildered, and upset. He thought there was something about him that created that leaving. Thought it was something wrong with him. And the essence that he brings back to you is the knowledge that everything is perfect the way it is, and that it was not about you. He also brings back a sense of the ebb and flow of life, that things come and go, but that you, who you are whole, complete, and you have within you the ability to continue, to go on, to keep living, to let things come in and let things go out of your life. Let them come and go. You're the ocean. These are just the waves. He brings back that awareness to you. The second soul part I found was very young. I think he was 2, maybe 3. And he was sitting in a sandbox. And he'd been playing, and there'd been other kids there. And then all of a sudden, everybody ran away and disappeared. And he didn't know why. And he was scared. He was alone. He was very frightened. And he didn't know what he'd do. He didn't know how to get home. He was frightened and alone. And he brought back with him courage and the belief that he was loved. That was the first fear that came to him when everyone disappeared. Not being loved, not being taken care of. He brings back the knowledge. You're always loved, taken care of, no matter what. The third soul part I found was 17, and there was someone he really liked and admired and looked up to, and he gave a part of his soul away to that person. And I had to find her. She didn't even know she was carrying a part of your soul. She didn't mean to. And she was happy to give it back. She didn't mean to have taken it from you. And that soul part was ready to come back. And he brought with him the knowledge that the one you have to love first is yourself. And that opens your heart to many other loves. And you don't have to give yourself away to love. You get to have yourself and keep yourself. They're all really beautiful parts of you. And I went looking for an animal. There are all these animals all over the place. Lots of animals were interested. We have a rule that an animal has to appear 4 times before it's really the true soul part that needs to come back. And I was just having to ask the spirits make this clear to me, because there were a lot of animals there. I think that's a good sign. But the one that appeared four times was a cheetah. It was very lithe and very good shape, very fast. And I think it was a female cheetah, I think. That's who I brought back for you. So welcome back.
Thank you.
The spirits did not give me a specific homework for you, but there are two assignments I will give you if you will let me. One is a very traditional one we often do after soul retrieval, and that is to spend some time today talking with a tree, because trees know a lot about roots and how you create roots for your new soul parts. And really spend the time listening, not so much talking. But you can ask your question of a tree, how can I help root these new parts of myself that I have back now and that I want to keep? And ask them and just sit. Just see if any thoughts come into your head when you sit with the mind open and blank. See if any feelings come up. See if you smell anything, hear anything, taste anything, see anything come by. Just sit with a tree and ask that question. Second assignment, which I recommend you do sometime in the next week, is to write a short vignette, story, creative, something, journal, whatever you want to call it, from the viewpoint of each of the three essences that have come back. Not from the essence of what, not from what was going on, the pain that they had at the loss, because that's done. What they brought back is the thing that you had before that loss happened. You were full, you're complete, and that loss happened, and you got scared and went away. So the essence of what they brought back, write something, a story, a vignette, whatever, from the point of view of the essence that's come back to you, and welcome it back. Do you have any questions?
But, I was totally hearing people in the drum. This is what I was thinking about. I mean, very clear voices, partly doing you know, like hoops and hollers and stuff, but also just speaking, although it wasn't a language that I understood, but it was clearly people's voices, and it wasn't the sense that they were physical in the room, and it also wasn't the sense that it was my voices when I'm imagining something. Mm-hmm. You know, there was some resonance in the drum that you were beating that was making me hear people. Mm-hmm. Big time, really big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very physical experience, which I could have predicted but didn't think about. It's with the beating of the drum, it's like especially when it's close to your face, you know, it makes you blink involuntarily, right? The percussion, it's like when fireworks go off, you know, you have that that involuntary physiological response. I was having a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, often there is a resonance in the drum, and what each person hears is very individual for them, but sometimes people can hear things, and that's a gift when you hear something, when the spirits are present and you perceive them in any way. Sometimes people see things, sometimes people hear things. It's a gift to you. Concerning the sandbox, there was something that happened before the kids ran away. And there was some kind of a tussle, or there was some kind of a conflict that they were having that was, and then they all ran off.
Yeah, age of two is a important year, because that's my age when my parents divorced. And it's about when my earliest memories go back to somewhere around in there. You know, they're really, really obscure early memories. Mm-hmm. But I do remember something about a sandbox. I remember something about being in a sandbox. And this is not a memory which is like present that I walk around with all day. But when you said that, I went, oh yeah, I really remember something about a sandbox at a very, very young age. But I don't remember the specifics at all. I don't remember, you know, kids running away or being left alone or anything like that. I just remember some big deal event in a sandbox. The age 17, I'll have to think about that. There actually is someone female who I met roundabout right in there who was a huge influence on me, but I'm just, my memory's unclear. I don't remember if that's exactly the right age or if it was 18 or, but it's somewhere in there, who lives around here. She lives about 3 miles from here now, I think. Who was a huge friend who I lost track of for several years when I was out traveling with the band and stuff. She moved and I moved.
Well, she seemed like a wonderful person, perfectly willing to give back. Even
she's rock.
If it wasn't her.
She is way cool.
Yeah, good. You know, and it may be that what happened in the sandbox represented for you what was happening with your parents, and that it was easier to connect that feeling to the sandbox than to your parents, which is too hard to look at.
Yeah, I'm going to try to think about that memory before I do something. At some point I'll ask my mom about, do you remember something about me in a sandbox when I was really little? Let's see if she does. Because in the writing that I've been doing, one of the things that I did is I went and I traced back my earliest nightmares, which is a really interesting thing. I had a couple of very, very vivid back-to-back nightmares one night as a kid that have stayed in memory. You know, I was probably, I don't know, 5, 4, somewhere in there. I wrote those up. And that was great. It was really good to do that.
Good. Well, I'm glad there's some resonance for you with these, and it sounds like you'll do a great job of fulfilling your assignments.
I will.
And that will make you feel the homeless and the welcoming home for all of us.
If you have questions, do you mind if I call you?
Oh, anytime.
I didn't think that you would mind, but I figured I should ask first, you know.
Okay.